This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Doing this show long enough where I don't get that kind of butterfly, tingly kind of, feeling about a guest. I mean, even we had Vice President Pence on, not long ago, and I like him. It was a great interview, and it was enjoyable, and I've interviewed Donald Trump before he was president, hope to do as president, but George W. Bush a number of times, one time in Dallas, Texas, and in George W. Bush's office interviewing about it. His book, right? I've just done it long enough where I honestly get more of a thrill from talking to the real people of our great listening audience in the North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, than I do from a guest. And doesn't mean anything against the guest. It just, what I'm saying is, really, you have as much genius as they do. And I have to give you an example. That caller that called before the break that talked about Donald Trump's election being providential, that doesn't happen everywhere and on every show. I agree with him. Just during the break, I'm reading an email from Debbie, and Debbie sends a note a little bit critical of that caller that said this tax deal's not going to do anything, nothing's going to work, saying, I was listening to that negative caller you had a while ago. He sounds so angry, wouldn't even show respect to listen to what you had to say. I wonder how bad his life has been that he feels he has the right to treat others the way he treated you. Thanks for your show and Merry Christmas. And she said, I want to tell you, I feel optimistic for our country. That's been our big question today. And it wasn't Russian interference in the election. It was the Lord. That's what Debbie said. I'm a first-time emailer. Listen to your show every day at work. Debbie's got a free MyPillow for being a first-time emailer. And again, I love that line. It wasn't Russian interference in the election. It was the Lord. Sounds like we're running some sort of religious radio program here. We're not. We're talking to real people about what's in the news day in and day out, but that's what they feel about this election and this time that we are in. That's incredible. And one of the reasons Donald Trump is president is these next two guests who do give me a tingle that I don't get from when I, talk to other folks, because I love what they do. I love their passion and how they battled and continue to battle every day for this president. And that's the one and only Diamond and Silk, ladies and gentlemen, that are right here joining us for a couple of minutes on the radio. Diamond and Silk, how are you two?
Hey, we're wonderful. We hope you're doing well.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. I'm getting the tingle down the leg. You got to know. And I have a huge fear. I don't ever want to be put into the bowl of stupid. You know what I'm talking about?
No, you don't want to be put into that bowl of stupid.
That's right.
That means you done something stupid that week.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So are you two optimistic about the future or pessimistic?
Listen, I'm excited about her future. Let me just say it like that.
That's right.
I'm excited that we got the man that we wanted to run this country, Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is doing amazing things, and God was all in this. So I do agree with one of the callers. God, he did this.
That's right.
He made all of this happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No other explanation for it. Now, I myself have to make that choice every day. Am I going to be pessimistic or optimistic? There are plenty of things I could see on the horizon that would make me pessimistic, because everybody, and I mean everybody in the swamp, in the blob of big government, is trying to take Donald Trump down with every means possible. I mean, from the standpoint of a inartfully worded tweet over the weekend written by a lawyer, causing people in Congress to say it's time for impeachment, obstruction of justice. So how is it you fight off all those clouds to say you're still optimistic?
Well, you know what? See, the more they hate, the more we educate.
Uh-huh.
And I don't listen to all of that. I don't listen to the fake news. What they do is they take one thing and they will twist it and they will turn it to make it into something. And the American people what they're doing. They would take something so simple, oh, well, this is what he means. Well, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and everybody else.
That's
and I
right.
hope I was not wrong for saying that on air.
But still, if you look at the overall of everything, you know, the American people are smart. We're
right.
smarter than that. We're not dumb. We're not ignorant. We're smarter than that. We have awoken to the stupor that we have been asleep in for so long. And we know whenever the fake news is spreading, fake news. If you look at the people that's up there talking about impeachment, it's those same people that's been up there in Congress in different positions that's done nothing to benefit the American people. They're the only one talking about an impeachment. The American people are happy. We have jobs coming back. We have money coming back into our economy. We are excited.
Very.
And we will not fall for the okey-doke.
That's right.
No more.
I love it. Now, you have to tell me a little bit about your story. I don't remember when I first started watching your videos, but it was during the campaign, and I was enthralled. And every time you do a new one, and by the way, myself, my wife, the kids, all of us, this was a family thing. You kept us going through this crazy election that the American public went through. How did you start deciding to sort of take your commentary, put it on YouTube, and get it out there? How'd this all start?
Well, you know, we started the YouTube channel back late in 2014, December of 2014 to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 2015 rolled around. We were still talking about, you know, what we didn't like, media bias or whatever. But then Donald Trump announced he was running for president. I called Silk. I said, girl, cut on your TV. Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president. She stopped what she was doing. She mm-hmm. cut on her TV. She mm-hmm. called me back halfway through. She said, girl, this is going to be the next president of the United States because she felt a chill. Anytime
right.
Silk feel a chill,
something's going to happen.
So we didn't think anything of it, but we noticed how the media started throwing his man under the bus, calling him out of his name. I mean, just attacking him.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did, we picked up that camera and started talking about it. We just didn't know all of these people were going to hear it.
That's right.
Wow. And so it started, you know, YouTube's all about views, right? So it started in those early years at how many views to how have you grown? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we only started off, we probably only had maybe 10 subscribers.
About 10 people.
So we was just there. And the reason why we love YouTube, because YouTube used to let you cut. So you can
right.
say whatever you want to and how you want to say it.
Right.
But then from there, we went from those 10 people. I think we got, we got over 120,000 subscribers. And we've had over, 17 million views
right.
on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually built that. It was just, people just started hearing our message and loved it.
That's right.
And it just went from there.
When did Donald Trump first notice what you guys were doing?
Oh, my God. That was probably back in August, I want to say. But I can tell you the first time we met him was December of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time he met us, we were in a crowd. But he pointed us out because he spotted Silk first.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, get up here, girls. And that was the day that we met him that night at that particular rally. He put us up on stage, and that made us famous because we was in front of all of those cameras from all around the world, and that right there made Diamond and Silk famous.
And keep in mind, Donald Trump is a humble man. You know, whenever we took pictures with him, he stopped what he was doing. He didn't care who was around him, and he held a conversation with us. He drew in to us. It was like he was in tune to what we were saying, and he pays attention.
He's present, and that's
yeah.
how he won it. Listen, he had a message for the people. That's why he won it by the people. The people elected him.
That's right.
You know, he had a message. He spoke our language. We understood him. The average American people understood him, and that's why he's the president.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible story. It really is. And again, the power of the new media. You're talking about the fake news. You've overcome the fake news. The CBSs, the NBCs, the ABCs, all that garbage the New York Times and Washington Post put out. They'd kill for your YouTube views, right? And that kind of following and passionate, loyal following. And it's a good example, folks, that the genius really is in you. I mean, that's
right.
what God put in all of us. He put the genius in you to do whatever you want to do. And don't think you're lesser than and that you need to rely on somebody else to tell you what to think. Do it yourself.
Right.
Get out front. Tell other people and do what these to have done it. I think it's a great American success story. In addition to the fact, I agree with everything you say. I mean, I just...
Thank you. And listen, we got to keep pushing this train forward. We got
That's
to look
right.
at the president's agenda. I think it's good for all Americans, you all. And listen, get behind the president. Stop listening to the very fake news because they fake as can be.
They surely are. And everybody have a gift. All you have to do is unwrap it and use it.
That's right.
That's all you have to do.
Absolutely. Well, is there a place I could buy like a little diamond and silk coffee mug, maybe a stocking stuffer or something?
Yes, absolutely. Listen, go to the Diamond and Silk Store, diamondandsilkstore.com. We have our new bowl of stupid in there now. So if somebody is being stupid in your life, you can put them in a bowl. We have our Diamond and Silk pendant. We have our Christmas ornament. So it's at diamondandsilkstore.com.
I love it. All right, ladies, you take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
And I have
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I have a little present to leave you with. Listen.
We're now one huge step closer to delivering to the American people the historic tax relief as a giant present for Christmas. Remember I said we're bringing Christmas back? Christmas is back bigger and better than ever before. We're bringing Christmas back. And we say it now with pride. Let me just say to those here today and all across the country, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Amen. Love you, ladies.
I love it. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Take care.
Everybody, we love you.
I got the silk chill now. I love that. We'll see you later.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're kind of in a ELO mode today on the program. Yeah, we're switching up on bumpers a little bit for you today. I love it. Electric Light Orchestra. They have a ton of great tunes. A ton. Unbelievable. All right, we're back. Brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. 1908 is when it all began for H.A. Thompson & Sons. You think about what's happened in this part of the world since 1908. And to know a business not only has survived, but has thrived the way H.A. Thompson & Sons has done, and now expanded into, so many different areas to help. Everything from on the residential side, about everything you could think of, to the commercial side, design, build, new construction. They also have that link service contract that allows you to cost-effectively manage your environmental maintenance in your building and your they manage about 600 buildings for building and business owners throughout our region. Find out more, hatandsons.com, in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, online at hatandsons.com. Question of the day, are you optimistic or pessimistic, and why? Back to more of your calls on What's on Your Mind. Who's waited the longest here? Gary and Bismarck's next, then Stephen Watford City. Hello, Gary.
This is Gary and Bismarck.
I hear you, sir. Yes.
And I am definitely an optimist. We've got the right man running our country finally, but we need the entire Republican Party to back him. He shouldn't have to fight both parties.
So what do we do about it?
I guess just talk to your fellow Republicans and say we gotta support this guy. If we don't support him, we're going to lose our majority that we've got right now, and the Democrats will end up destroying everything after that. We just have to get out and support him.
Yeah, I think there's too many Republicans expecting Donald Trump to change. And if Donald Trump changed, what would you do as a Donald Trump supporter, Gary?
I'm not sure exactly. I guess just...
It'd be disappointing, wouldn't it? I mean, you don't want him to change, right? You want him to go in there and fight and do exactly what he said he was going to do. So the idea that Republicans say, I wish he'd change, I wish he'd tweet less, I wish he's not done one thing different as president than he did as candidate for president. So why anybody
That's
would
exactly.
think, yeah, what, so what, why would he change?
We don't want him to change. We want him to keep going in the direction he's going. They all wanted Ronald Reagan to change, too.
I do think me personally, if I had to get out a drawing board and craft the perfect president, I think I would want Ronald Reagan to have a little bit of an impact on Donald Trump in sort of the communication way of that, that grace that he had of conveying a message. I mean, Donald Trump's his brain is unbelievable. I still remember his son at the Republican convention saying the following: impossible. For my father is just a starting point. And it's so obvious in everything he undertakes that that's the
yes.
way he thinks. That impossible, that just means, okay, now it's time for me to get involved. Roll up the sleeves. Let's figure this one out. I mean, to have that kind of mentality is unbelievable. I think even he is more willing to take on members of Congress than Ronald Reagan was. I think he gets himself into some jams. This weekend was a good example. There was a text. A tweet that was put out from a lawyer that said Michael Flynn had lied to the FBI and the vice president. Well, if Donald Trump knew he lied to the FBI, then that could be obstruction of justice. Well, it was inartfully worded, right? I guess some lawyer wrote it and sent it out. Dumb. I'll give you another one. Referring to the extreme vetting process as a Muslim ban at one point, when it never was a Muslim ban, right? And it wasn't communicated.
Exactly.
It wasn't communicated. Effectively to what it was initially, and that caused all kinds of damage. Now, I don't doubt they still would have tried to stop it, and thankfully the Supreme Court now has said, you are wrong! And for every idiot that got on TV and said Donald Trump was trashing the Constitution and didn't know what the Constitution was, they're all wrong. It's all fake news. They've been proven wrong again by that very thing. But how he launched it caused him some damage, you know what I mean, and some issues. So I think there's some things he could do better, but I just think, hey, look, he got elected this way, so I don't expect him to change. I really don't, and I think if he changed in a way that made it more difficult for us to recognize him as a president from the candidate and doing what he said he would do, then we'd be disappointed. So I'm with you, Gary. I think you raised some very good points. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Stephen Watford City, give me your take.
First, I'm optimistic. I had a really cool conversation with my 15-year-old daughter last night. She comes home from school. She's talking to me after work, and she said one of her teachers said, this tax cut isn't going to help the middle class at all. So she goes, what do I say to him, Dad? And I said, you go back to school, and you tell him to bring his last paycheck in for December 2017 and her first paycheck in for January of 2018 and look at the tax deduction and look at the difference in what he paid in. So that's what she's going to do today.
Good for her. What a way to do it. And, you know, teachers shouldn't be doing that stuff, especially out of
school. Absolutely. We know how it is.
High school?
But then there's another thing I'd like to bring up. And it has to do back during the Harvey Weinstein time. So on YouTube, there is this video we'd watch occasionally, and it was by the Eagles, and it's called King Hollywood. 10 days after the Harvey Weinstein thing come out, King Hollywood is banned from in-country play on YouTube and several other ones. The only place you can find that song now is on UK radio.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting because it has to do with the 1978 song, and it has to do with exactly what Harvey Weinstein was accused of.
And what was the name of the song?
It's called King of Hollywood by the Eagles, 1978, off of the Long Run album.
Yeah, well,
you'll have to listen to it. You'll just flip and then try to find it on YouTube.
All right. Nolan, are you going to say something? I think Nolan knows about the story you're talking about here.
The title of the song is Teen Jail off the Long Run album. I know exactly what song he's talking about, but I'm not saying Steve's right or wrong. I just
It's King of Hollywood. Look it up. King of Hollywood.
Gina Hollywood.
Long Run album.
Well, I know this. Mr. Weinstein has been very successful in getting things sort of whitewashed on his whole story, so it wouldn't surprise me, put it that way. Steve, appreciate the call. Thanks. Call again, and let us know what your daughter finds out. I love that story. First-time texter. I'm optimistic. Has everyone forgotten what it would be like if Hillary had won? Immigrants would be rolling in by the thousands, living off the federal government because they could. Job creation would be down because the general public would have no incentive to go out and look for work when you can live just as well or better not doing anything and collecting benefits. Not to mention that many more companies would have gone overseas for bigger tax breaks by now. Thank God for Trump. He's brought companies back to the U.S. to bring jobs back to the people who want to work. Why can't people see this? Too many people want everything for free. Nothing's free. Somebody pays. Merry Christmas, Scott, Todd, and crew. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We'll get that first-time texter a MyPillow 2, find out where they're at. Others welcome. Going to bring in a millennial to answer some of these questions when we come back, so we can take more of your calls.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Bottineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They make music like this anymore. That's all I want to know.
You pull the rug right out from under my life.
I can't listen to three quarters of the stuff out there right now.
I know where you go to.
I'm a dinosaur, I know. We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And let me take a moment to tell you we appreciate you. We have gratitude for you tuning in and listening. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. I'm at the University of Mary tomorrow, and I love my visits to the University of Mary for many reasons. It is a vibrant campus with a group of leaders that I don't think they sleep. I mean, Monsignor Shea and his team, they're just phenomenal. They're doing a lot of good work now in helping nurses rise in their profession by getting an advanced degree. That's the word. National nursing organizations are calling for dramatic increases in the number of nurses with advanced degrees now by the year 2020. So UMary is on it, making that possible, offering a master's of science in nursing degree for, get this, $15,000. Remarkable value. Programs elsewhere, $8,000-$10,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary, smart choice. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time, full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. I'm being Santa Scott today because I have some MyPillows for first-time callers, texters, and emailers. So when you call, if you're a first-time caller, let Manny know that. If you text me at 701-367-2054, just tell me you're a first-time texter. Same with the email, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, or call 800-228-0550. Question of the day, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future? Either are understandable. I'm just kind of curious where you're at. We asked this question on Facebook, and we get a lot of interesting answers from folks, just like we have here. And it's fascinating to me what people choose to be optimistic about or pessimistic about it. And the key thing here is the choice. The choice. Because you have that choice to be optimistic or pessimistic. Here's some of your answers. Hopeful conservatives will move forward. Hoping the details get worked out so the positive effects are real for all of us. Speaking of the tax plan. Nate says, Obama did not have one single quarter of job growth over 3% in 8 years as president. Trump has had not one quarter so far of below 3%. If you graduated from college when Obama was president, chances are more than likely you had to take a crappy job. Those were the only kind you could take that were out there. And you, when you left that job for another, it was probably another crappy job. There were hardly any decent jobs out there when Obama was president. Almost all of them totally sucked, said Nate. Sorry, I'm reading from his word. I want to ask a millennial about that answer from Nate, because I actually hadn't thought of it. That's why I love people interacting on Facebook or calling us in the program and saying, what about the perspective of someone in college? Our next guest, Dawson Schefter, is the chair of the North Dakota Young Republicans. Dawson, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. Now, you're a millennial, right?
I am. Yes, I suppose so.
You're on the tail end of the millennials, I'm guessing. You go to school where?
I'm over in Fargo at North Dakota State University.
NDSU, where are you from?
Originally from northeast corner of the state up in Langdon.
Langdon boy headed down to NDSU. I love it. All right.
That's right.
So if I pressed you to say, okay, are you optimistic or pessimistic, which would you pick?
I am optimistic. Absolutely. I think, we're looking at Republican majorities in both the House and Senate nationally, good, strong Republican leadership in the White House, as well as all throughout North Dakota here. And I think we're seeing good things as a result of that. I believe it was Nate's comment there. You know, the economy is doing great. He's right. You know, we've seen excellent job numbers, and things are looking up for a lot of folks, and especially the middle class.
So do you believe, as a result of Donald Trump's presidency, and, now the Republican majority seem to be awakening to the fact that they need to, the House has done this for a long time. The Senate's been the slow one. But working together, getting a plan out, got this tax plan that hopefully will be law soon. Do you see your economic future being brighter? Do you see better job opportunities? Do you agree with all that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the proof's in the numbers that we've seen, in this first year. And I think you look at the tax plan, the numbers that are coming out on that, we're looking at raising wages by about $4,000, cutting taxes by $2,200, $2,300 a year for the typical family of four. And that's cutting taxes for taxpayers in all of our income groups. Those numbers are certainly, something that you can be optimistic about, especially as a lot of folks, in that young Republicans age are starting their family.
All right, hang tight here. I want to have you stay with me, Dawson, as we chat with some callers here. Dawson Schefter is here, chair of the North Dakota Young Republicans. We're going to find out a little bit more about their organization and just about, the vibrancy of the Republican conservative movement in North Dakota. I'm curious of numbers, and are they up? Are they down? Where are they at? So hang tight for all that. Let's take some calls. Larry in Mandan wanted to weigh in. Larry, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First, I want to talk just a moment about Diddy Connell. I used to fight for Diddy Connell back in the 70s and 80s back in Grand Forks. And he's the kind of guy who did a lot for boxing and did a lot for a lot of young kids who had trouble when they were growing up. I know he did for me. Kind of kept me out of trouble on the street, and I know if you got in any trouble and you had to walk back into that gym, he would, if he heard about it, he'd check your haircut in a hurry. He was a great guy for boxing in the U.S. and in North Dakota, and like I say, he changed a lot of lives for a lot of kids.
And he was, he's on a first-name basis of sort of the Don King types and the famous trainers and, he was high up in the boxing world nationally, right?
Oh, very much so. Very much. Anybody who was big into boxing knew Richard Diddy Connell. I mean, just a great person across the country. And I'm sure a lot of those people are going to hear about this in a real hurry and lend their condolences to the loss of Diddy.
And I understand that it's not final yet, but it looks like potentially a Friday afternoon funeral. So when I have more details on that, I'll let you know, but it'll be up in Grand Forks. But mentioned earlier, for listeners that missed it, that Diddy Connell, a boxing legend and just a true North Dakota legend. Just, incredible accomplishments, as you say, giving back, watching out for young. He's best buddies with the priest who married Maria and I and baptized the kids, and Father William Sherman. Those two have been pals for forever. One's 90, one's 91. And Father Sherman's still kicking, still doing mass every afternoon in his apartment at 4 o'clock. So Pretty amazing duo, those two. But just wanted folks to know about that. Diddy Kennell died at 91 yesterday. What else did you want to say, Larry?
Well, I wanted to talk about our president for just a moment. The question of the day was whether you were optimistic or pessimistic as to the fact that what he is doing. And I'm very optimistic. The only problem I have with it is that I don't know if he can accomplish all the things that he sets out to accomplish because of term limits. So many people on both sides of the aisle are so ingrained in that side of the aisle that they're afraid to lose their job by agreeing with the opposite side of the aisle. And I believe that is both Democrat and Republican.
Yeah, I have mixed emotions on it because, especially in the House, for instance, you have term limits every 2 years. That was the idea. That's the genius of the Constitution and the founders and what they designed. They gave the Senate 6-year terms because they wanted them to be able to resist making every decision based on an election coming up that quick. I really hate tinkering with the genius of the founding fathers. You know what I mean? On the other hand, I see Washington, and I can't think any founding father says, yep, that's how we wanted that place to work. You know, I think the way the districts have been gerrymandered to all be safe so you don't have to work with the other side, I agree with you. Kevin Cramer and I go round and round on this, and here's the point. Something has to be different. This is not working. I'm not 100% sure that's the silver bullet, and I'll give you an example. Bob Corker. Can you think of a bigger jerk right now, the only Republican that didn't vote for this Republican or this tax plan is Bob Corker. Why? Because he doesn't like Trump and he doesn't care. He's not up for re-election. So, you know, somebody that's term limited out can do some damage on the way out as well. So
exactly.
I'm still wrestling with this a little bit, Larry, but I appreciate your take. I really do. Scott, it says Kimmer. I don't know where Kimmer is, if that's right.
That's right.
All right. Where's Kimmer?
Southern North Dakota. You don't even have to blink to miss it.
Well, I bet Dawson knows where Kimmer is. Do you know where Kimmer is?
I don't know that I'm familiar with Kimmer, but Langan's about the same way. It's a small town, North Dakota. It's a good place to come from.
I'm sure Kimmer's a lot smaller.
It's still good. We love small town North Dakota.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
You are cautiously, you're cautiously optimistic. What makes you just cautiously? What's the caution part? What's the nagging at?
Well, that's how I kind of take everything. You know, I hope for the best and prepare for the worst. But I had something here. With all the garbage going on, with all this sex stuff, is it necessary to run all these male enhancement advertisements on your station?
Yeah, so you need to know the scoop on that. That isn't K-Fire or I don't know which station you listen to, but AM 1100 The Flag or KLTC or KTGO that do that. That is the networks we subscribe to. So, for instance, Fox News. You take Fox News at the top of the hour. Fox News gets commercial inventory from us, and we have no say over what they play. And unfortunately,
well, that's pretty sad that they can't get enough other advertisements that they have to run that stuff. In fact, I'm turning it off whenever. So I'm missing quite a bit of your shows now because they turn it off when that stuff comes on.
Isn't it
bad enough what's going on and that stuff has to be run?
I don't like it, Scott. I'm right 100% with you. Can't stand it. Don't like it. I think it has no place being over the public airwaves. And as I say, you could say, okay, well, Fox News is off the air and then not have to play it anymore. But I don't know if folks would want to go that route.
Somebody should talk to Fox News, see if they can do something about it. Maybe you guys have some pull there. So that's all I got. Thank you.
We shouldn't just take it. We should do something about it. You're right there, Scott. Thank you very much. All right, more of our conversation with Dawson Schefter. I want to find out how the young Republicans are doing. He's the chair. He's answered our question of the day. We'll find out how the organization is going. Mike's on the road. He's both optimistic and pessimistic. And Nicholas, a first-time caller from Minnesota when we come back.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back on What's on Your Mind. I love it. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Final segment already. I can't believe it. I got a full bank of calls. I got a chat to continue with Dawson Schefter, chair of the North Dakota Young Republicans, with as well on What's on Your Mind. And we're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Here's something when you talk about the future that I'm optimistic about, that finally we've taken the absolute monkey off of the back of the coal industry. You know, you think in North Dakota, the lignite industry and the jobs and the economy, most importantly, the affordable and reliable energy, and it is an industry that was in the middle of an all-out attack, a war. And people called it that, a war on coal. Change the administration has changed that. Still challenges, still a competitive marketplace out there with gas and wind and everything else going on, but reliable, affordable energy and a lot of it. So be part of that team, SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Tomorrow we're at the University of Mary. Kathy Nesset among our guests tomorrow, and Congressman Kevin Cramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall, so don't miss that. Dawson Schefter is here, chair of the North Dakota Young Republicans. And the Young Republicans are, you know, just that, young, but not college Republicans. That's different, right?
Yes, it is. So Young Republicans represents folks between the ages of 18 and 40. And so we work with college Republicans on our different campuses, especially UND and NDSU. But we're kind of, you know, Young Republicans is there for folks as they transition out of college into that first and second job, start their families, but still want to be involved and active.
Do you have a lot of, I mean, are you, I mean, if you look at the college Republican numbers and the Young Republican numbers, where are they today versus 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Is there energy? Is there vibrancy there?
There's absolutely energy and a lot of great momentum. You know, I'm continually inspired every day by the number of folks who come out to these events and want to be active, want to be involved in securing a strong future for the state of North Dakota and for our country. And, you know, Young Republicans is just getting off the belt. You know, we're just getting things started. We've got our first big business meeting in December. And then we're going to keep rolling on through. We've got a big election coming up next year that you know, is activating a lot of people, and Young Republicans is going to be a pretty vital resource for this next election, making sure we elect a Republican who really represents the values of North Dakotans here.
And what do you think of the job Heidi Heitkamp's doing right now? This tax bill, for instance, we talked about earlier, the difference this will make in, you know, jobs available for college students and younger. She voted no. I mean, is that if I got every young Republican in a room and every young Democrat and the college Republicans and the college Democrats, you know, how many would think that's a good idea?
I don't want to speak for everybody, but I know, you know, for a lot of the folks that I interact with, we're pretty disappointed in Senator Heitkamp's vote. I think ultimately what she chose to do here was to side with Chuck Schumer and Washington Democrats, and she left North Dakotans behind. You know, this was a bill just by the numbers that's going to be good for middle class families. But, you know, now in the wake of her no vote, she's starting to, you know, pull out all the left wing talking points. And I just don't think that North Dakotans and young people are going to believe those. You know, the proof is going to be in their paychecks and then they're going to know who to believe. And I think that that's ultimately going to gear up with who they're going to support next year.
Good stuff. Dawson, keep doing what you're doing. I think getting young folks involved is going to be all the difference in the world to leave that woodpile a little higher, as my buddy Earl Strindon says, as he learned down in Litchfield, North Dakota, on the farm. Dawson Schefter, chair of the North Dakota Young Republicans. Hold Heidi Heitkamp accountable on this. I mean, she should be. She should be held accountable by younger generations, and I think it's up to groups like yours to do that. So appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you. All right. Let's see. A first-time caller from Minnesota, Nicholas. Let's go to you next. Nicholas, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I graduated in 2011, December of 2011, in the Obama economy, and I was searching for jobs for a little over about a year and a half for a full-time position. I was putting anywhere from 36 to 58 applications a week. I tend to be optimistic even back then, and I still am. I work in the power industry. I work power lines for trees and tree-related outages. So I'm very excited. I did want to say thank you to Mr. Coyers for finally retiring, and I sure hope that Frank can follow suit.
It'll make him a lot tougher. You heard that at the top of the hour last hour, but John Conyers is retiring now and endorsing his son. I like that. Just keep the swamp going there. Get it to the next of kin. Oh my gosh. Anyway, but I agree.
My senior year, my final semester, I had a class in economics, and that economic professor that kept trying to tell me that the only way to keep the economy going was to print more money and to raise taxes, and I kept calling him an idiot and a fool for it, very kindly, because I'm a Rush baby and I have a very good understanding of things. I did ace his class, and he did it.
That's awesome, Nicholas. That is totally awesome. Hang tight. Manny's going to get your last name so we can leave a free MyPillow for you at the door. And by the way, a texter just said, I just have a comment about MyPillow. I have five of them. One each of my three kids' place, which they live in three different states, and I have two in my home. Love, love, love them. So you got one. Mitch in Fargo is the first-time caller. What's on your mind, Mitch?
Hey, Scott, thanks for taking my call. I'm a patriot, a conservative, and a Republican, just like Andrew Wilco, who I listen to on satellite radio on Channel 125. I just want to make a comment. You talked about boxing, and I never knew the gentleman in Grand Forks, but I'm good friends with the Barbeau family from Dunseith. And a while back, I had an opportunity to visit with Virgil Hill, and I want to tell you what a great gentleman and what a great representative for North Dakota he has been.
Absolutely. And, of course, Virgil Hill's the product of Diddy Connell. Virgil was part of that story. Fascinating. Hey, Mets, call again. Hang on a moment. We'll get your last name so we can get you up MyPillow, too, for being a first-time caller. Same to the texters. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow from the University of Maryland.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rolette, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.